This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, folks. I thank you, Keith, for the news. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Enterprise BizBytes at 12.04 on this Thursday, the 14th of November. I'm in the studio with...
Frida Liu.
And Jeff Sundu.
And, of course, our producer of the day is Christine. Say hello, Christine.
Hello.
Our question for you. How much do we hate open offices? I'll just throw that out there. Do we really hate open offices?
That was not a neutral question.
But that's might be slightly loaded. But our question for today, without it being loaded, is how do you ensure you concentrate in an open office? Mm. This comes off the back of a news piece that we found that it states... People hate open offices so much that they create fourth walls for their privacy. Of course, a fourth wall is that conceptual boundary that protects your public solitude and privacy. You know, so we're asking, how do you deal with that invasion of privacy when you're trying to work? Send us your suggestions. Also, send us what it's like if you have worked in an open office. You know, tell us about that experience. Is it something you like? Is it something you dislike? Let us know, a discussion that we're going to have. 018-789-8899 via WhatsApp, Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Then in story number two, Jeff.
It's all about the ka-ching, ka-ching.
You see, he... Frida's also having this...
It ain't about the price tag.
Yeah, all right. Wrapping up with story number three, and what does it mean to be a people pleaser?
Yes. Okay, so that's our topic.
Those are three topics of today.
This topic is entrusted to me.
It has been entrusted to Frida for a very specific reason. Right, let's kick off with this story then. Remember that time when companies would spend hundreds of millions on open office layouts, only to discover that face-to-face interactions decrease by 70% in open office plans? And it has also come to review. Ethan Bernstein, he's a Harvard researcher behind a finding that discovered 70% of face-to-face interactions went down, has taken to the Harvard Business Review to analyze why that might be so. And he says workers in open spaces quickly develop these psychological fourth walls. And giving you an example, you know, they quickly learn to wear headphones or appear to work intently, which will stop interruptions, especially in open spaces. Fourth wall norms spread very quickly. The solution, however, may not come from asking individual employees what it is they actually want. Officers overly focused on supporting individual preferences are unlikely to do an optimal job of supporting the overall team. Instead, he suggests that leaders need to increase the kind of collaboration that produce focused work, which are different for every office. He suggests iterating one floor of office layouts with A-B testing. Worker bees who need uninterrupted focus should get that. Necessary cross-team interactions should be facilitated. So he gives some rules of thumb. The closer people's desks are to each other, the more they interact face-to-face. Seems fairly logical. Collaborators should be on the same floor, and nearby buildings or adjacent floors don't help much. Events are an important and cheap part of the equation. Think workshops, social events, hackathons, etc. Cheap office additions like whiteboards, smaller tables, encouraging intimate discussion can have a big impact. So I think in our glorious open office, we've tried all of these things, right? We've had the stand-up meetings. We've had those on occasion. We've had the town hall meetings. Our tables are extremely close to one another. The interaction that we get often is very good for a pointed period of time. Let's say we're brainstorming about the content we're using on BizBytes. We have that hour, half an hour, where we're all sat around the table, bish, bash, bosh, great ideas. But after that, Jeff has his stuff to do, Frida has her stuff to do, Chris has her stuff to do, and we need some kind of personal, individual space. And the way that we tend to cope with it on an individual level differs, right? Me, Jeff, Christine, headphones. Frida.
I know Audrey with Chris. Yeah, headphones. Arvin with headphones
Frida,
as well.
Frida so. Has, not
left
there.
The building, has left the building.
Yeah.
But I'm also very similar to Frida in that I use my headphones a lot, but I also disappear from my table and I go off and do my thinking. And Christine is the same. And that's how we deal with this how we create our own fourth walls. Jeff.
Yeah, so I totally, you know, on that same boat where there is a need where these open office concepts would work. You know, like you mentioned, when we have discussions where we're trying to, you know, figure out what's the topic for today, and that's when you kind of need to sit down, and it's not a meeting. It's not something where you, you know, bring in, you know, the team into a room yeah. and then have a meeting, because then you feel like you're in this pressure cooker kind of syndrome, right? So then you're like, you feel like in this 20 minutes, we got to pull out a story as soon as possible. But if you're in this kind of open office concept where, you know, it's long tables, we all kind of share this, you know, one long dining table kind of style, right? So when you sit on there and then you have a meeting, it kind of feels like you let yourself be a little bit more creative, that you can actually sit back and then think yeah. because you are in your comfort zone. But when it comes to doing your own personal task, then we rely on technology solutions, you know, headphones, noise cancelling. You know, we've spent money on buying, you know, the best noise cancelling headphones just because we don't want outside noise to be interrupted when we're doing our work. And it's not just for editing, it's just maybe just for reading, right? Yep. You just want to read an article, but yep. too much noise from the outside can be distracting.
And you know, we work in a station where we work in a radio station, so we put on headphones. I'm just thinking your regular office, right? Would that be polite to you have your headphones on?
There is that topic of discussion, right? And I think the open office concept works really well for creative industries. You know, when you need to collaborate and you need to be throwing ideas around. But they're all, in my opinion, there also needs to be these little getaway spaces where you can run away and you can have your 5 or 10 minutes. Yeah. But for example, if you're at a bank, you know, and you need to concentrate on documents, on figures, on finance, open offices won't work. And putting on headphones just makes you look rude, you know, and that's the problem.
In those scenarios, right? Yeah. In our office, you see, I think like what the challenge is, like whenever we have a discussion, oh, let's go to a room. Yeah. We still go to the makan area to have a discussion. But I think like when you're sitting down and someone just comes to you and you're actually thinking, right? And that's the work, right? You're thinking, you're doing something and that is a constant interruption.
Yeah, yeah.
So that is the premise of why I guess open office concepts was like really popular back then, because it allowed for a lot of the collaborations, right? And for us, I remember, you know, the first time we all stepped into BFM, and Malik always used to say that, you know, this is an open office kind of concept, and we had guests coming in. And the reason being is because he wants to encourage that collaboration with different hierarchies. But when you have an open office, you don't see that hierarchy, right? So you don't have to knock onto a door of, you know, the director of something, and then, you know, like, can I have a minute? And then you're like, oh, come back in 5 minutes or something like that. Whereas if an open office, you know, just like what Frida mentioned, you just go out and you're like, hey, could you just like, you know, check on something like this? But I think to have an open office concept that could really work is having mindset. Like if you have a team that understands the concept of open offices, and you know the pros of having an open office concept, and you know the cons of having an open office concept, then you will probably be able to flourish it better. Because it's the mindset of the individuals as well, right? We work with, you know, so many different generations, right? From you know, we've got Charles Peters and all the way down to interns, right? So, you know, it's so these are people who come from various different walks of life and came from various different industries. And then you're kind of, you know, made them sit in this one open office concept. It may not work if you don't have a strong culture, a strong mindset.
I get it though. You know, like the image, right? When you come in as a guest coming in, it feels open.
Yeah.
Right? And that's the, I guess, the feeling we're trying to project, right? Or that feeling that we're trying to foster. But whether it's productive, that's another question.
And that's often the issue, is that, you know, somebody's stood at the end of the table. Can you just quickly help me out? Can you just quickly help me out? And because they don't see you with that door closed, you know, how do you create that idea kind of psychologically? It's the headphones or something. What we actually should have next to our little desk is a little button with
on
a red lighter.
Yes, it's on
it's
air.
Like an on air.
And I'm quite happy to invest in that. You know, bing, leave me alone just for 10 minutes. I think that would work great. We need to wrap up. We're going to be talking about this, of course, for the next hour or so. Well, next 45 minutes. If you want to contribute, 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. tweet or get us via Insta story at BFM Radio. When we come back, we'll also be having somebody chipping in. It is Chris Wong, the architect of Sea Arch Architecture and Design. He was on the Evening Edition talking about disrupted and distracted at work. Very useful. Don't go anywhere. Music coming up from Queen with Seven Seas of Rye here on BFM 89.9.
Be free, Malaysia. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Rich Bradbury, and I'm in the studio with
Frida Liu
and Jeff Sandu.
Of course, our producer is Christine Wong. Say hello again, Christine.
Hello again.
We are with you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. We are discussing the idea of the open office concept and why people hate open offices so much that they create these fourth walls for their privacy. I was saying to Frida earlier on, before we came on air, I've had a bunch of interviews recently with younger people, and they've come in, and at first their eyes kind of light up, and they go, "Oh, this! We love the open office space," and one thing or another. But the more I've brought these people in, the more I've noticed that they're going, "Open office, both a blessing and a curse, right?" You know, and I agree with that. You know, I love the concept that I can talk to whomever I want, but when I really need to focus, I find it incredibly distracting. Yeah. So we've asked for your suggestions of what you do when you are in an open office and how you've dealt with these distractions and how you make sure you concentrate. Messages via WhatsApp, messages via Insta story.
We'll start with WhatsApp. It's Wee. He says, in my experience, half wall or short cubicles can actually provide a good balance of both the freedom of communication and privacy / concentration. But otherwise, I think concentration is 90% self-discipline. So maybe why open offices fail in this generation is because most people's attention spans are shorter compared to previous generations.
There's truth in that. But if I'm stood next to you going, Frida, 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 you can only, you know, be mindful for so long.
Before I whack you.
Before you whack me, yeah. I've got a few over on Insta story. Lisian has said, buy noise cancellation headphones.
Yeah, which is what actually you replied on Twitter.
Yes.
And there's another tweet by Mofizu says, you know, he's talking about, like, you know, for documents, especially like PNC documents, right? So in an open office concept, it can be risky, can be dangerous.
Yep.
Especially not just documents, but sometimes on your monitors, your laptop monitors, you may be reading a sensitive email or, you know, a document on your laptop itself.
Or even your bank balance.
Or even your bank balance, right? But everyone can see your monitor. So, yeah. That can be risky.
I've got more here. J885, I wear earphones and blast music so that I can immerse in my work. Eric the Ung, headphones with calm music. MNI 2016, put on your headset and pretend to be busy. And then wrapping up with Kak Tipatul, who says, by minding my own business. One more, Michelle, our former intern. Mind over matter.
Okay, I've got some more on WhatsApp here. Eugene saying, I currently have a dusty old open office. I've decided to set my office in my car and public cafes. But to be honest, open office can't work well if there's a good culture and disciplined employees. So in an open office, you have the capability to communicate better. However, it does disrupt others at work. So yeah, no open offices for me. I work in my car. I guess you're working right now in your car.
I mean, I've met a lot of programmers who are completely against the idea of open offices, and they will even go so far as, even if the wages offered are very good, you know, and all the little perks are very good, if it's an open office, they will just say no because they don't have that privacy and the area they need to focus on what it is that they're doing.
Nini here says, in open offices, please make sure your flatulences are controlled to a super silent level until it's non-audible.
My word.
Moyo on Twitter says, I just go down to the cafe downstairs.
Ah, see?
Irene, headphones, headphones, headphones. And then there's one on the topic today. I hated the open office concept, especially when I need to focus on figures and planning. And that's Danny here. Exactly. What I did was the moment I get a chance to go do my department reorganization, I switched my more talkative colleagues to the far corner away from me.
I think if you are a company that is genuinely considering opening an open office, you know, the one thing you should consider is to provide noise-cancelling headphones for the people that you employ. I think that's the very least you can do if you expect 100% productivity. Right, we're going to have a quick listen to what Chris Wong, architect of Sea Arch Architecture and Design, had to say on the Evening Edition when they were talking about disrupted and distracted at work.
It depends on what an office culture is. Some businesses and some cultures strive in an open plan. Industries that require conversations between colleagues. And they, obviously, it's disruptive if you have industries which requires a lot of more private conversations, you know. But then you would have meeting rooms, for example, isn't it? Or you have quieter corners for your discussion. As in spaces in the public realm, we have to respect a certain etiquette, isn't it, of being in public. We have to appreciate that things could be annoying, phones could be annoying, loud conversations could be annoying. So I think we got to be sensitive to manners like that for, you know, an open plan to work. And I think that is similarly true in any public space.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yes.
Yep. Yeah, very much so.
And allow space for, you know, the working areas. So you have the little corners.
You need a nook.
Yeah. You know, so I know like some of the folks, you know, would use up the room sometimes when no one's around. They'll do some work there as well.
Yeah. That, you know, there is an issue with that, though, I've noticed, is that if you happen to book one of those private spaces for a period of time and nobody else has booked it after you, you'll still get that look of people coming past saying, what are they doing in there? what are they doing in there? You know, why are they in there so long? And then that becomes part of that gossip, which is another issue with open offices, how you can see that spread like a virus from one corner to the other.
I think she's writing her resume.
Right. that could be it. Right. Let's take a short break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes, of course. We're talking about Jeff.
Well, we're going to be talking about the ka-ching.
Whatever that means. Music coming up from R.E.M.
Surprisingly, it's actually about Fords.
It's a ka-ching.
Yeah.
I Believe from REM. Up next here on BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.